My name is Rachel. I'm 27 years old, and I'm originally from California. I moved to New York City when I was 22 to have a career in musical theater. I'm a dancer, singer, and actress, and also a nanny on the side. I love kids, and I'm so excited to be a mom one day. I love being in nature. It's where I feel the most grounded, so parks and gardens are somewhere I go all the time. And I am looking for a partner who likes to be active and also likes to be in nature, someone who is adventurous, has a big vision for their life, and values personal development.
The dating scene is brutal. People get hurt, confused, and ghosted. Add a pandemic into the mix, and it's even worse. Luckily, we're here to help. Hey everyone, I'm Tara Michelle, your host. Welcome to Blind Dating, a Spotify original from Parcast. Today, we're on the East Coast helping a group of New Yorkers find their perfect match.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
All right, let's bring in our main dater, Rachel. What's going on, Rachel?
Hey, you know, nothing much, just hanging out.
Just a casual day in the life, right?
Yeah, I just got back from work, you know, nannying a little baby, which was fun. She projectile vomited all over me today, so that was great.
Oh, good, good, good. Sounds like a fantastic day.
It was awesome, yeah.
Well, are you excited to be here post that?
Yes, I'm so excited. Much better.
Love to hear it. Well, let me tell you how this thing is going to work. We're going to set you up on a series of virtual dates with two strangers, but you can't see them. Their cameras are turned off and they won't turn them on until after you've chosen your match. Your decision is based totally off of their personalities. How do you feel about that?
I feel so good.
Well, then should we give this a try?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's meet these awesome matches. First up is Wilson. How's it going, Wilson?
I'm doing very well. I'm also 27 years old. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, living in Midtown Manhattan. And I'm an NBA YouTuber where I talk about NBA basketball and share my knowledge to the world. And I'm also finished my first semester of my MBA program at Baruch. I'm going to earn a master's degree in business. And as for my hobbies, I enjoy watching sports, basketball, MMA, and I've been working out in the gym since the gym's been open. I also love dancing. I recently was breakdancing at one of my best friend's wedding. That gets me active. So I also love going to the parks and taking a walk to Central Park is a mile and a half from where I live, and just jogging outside nature, it's just a good life, and that makes me relaxed and comfortable and happy.
Oh my God, New York in the summertime and being close to Central Park, that sounds like an actual dream. Next up is Ryan. What's going on, Ryan?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Super nervous.
You don't seem it at all. You're totally good.
Oh, I love that. Oh, thank you.
Besides that, let's hear a little bit more about you.
My name's Ryan. I'm 34. I'm originally from New Hampshire. I'm a freelance actor illustrator. I've been very fortunate to make my living in New York from that. I'm a shameless fantasy Shakespeare superhero nerd. I also like to be active, but I mean, you sound like ice sculptures, man. I want to be clear that I do eat bagels. I really like people, so I tend to have fun everywhere I go, and I value candor and emotional intelligence.
I'm really glad that you eat bagels, because what's a life without a bagel, right?
Truly.
I don't eat bagels, actually. So, I can, but they have to be gluten-free.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
But I do know the best gluten-free place in the city for bagels, so.
Really? All right. Okay. Okay. Challenge accepted.
What are you feeling so far, Rachel?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I'm excited. I love meeting new people and, hearing that, you know, fitness is a big thing and the park is a big thing. Like, I feel like this is going to be good.
Well, I love to hear that. Let's move on to the dates now.
Great.
All right, everyone, it's time for the group date. We're going to play Truth or Dare. We're going to go around the room twice, and you'll have to pick either Truth or Dare, and then you have to commit to it. Here we go. Wilson, Truth or Dare?
Dare.
Okay, make the weirdest sound you've ever heard someone make while watching a sports game. That was good. That was really good.
Oh, my gosh.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ryan, Truth or Dare?
Ooh, dare.
Oh, I love this. Okay, try to make yourself cry.
Okay. That actually kind of worked.
Are there tears in the eyes? Because it sounded...
A little bit. They're a little red. I'm like, hang on. Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I could see them. Mm-hmm. You really committed. I love it. I love the dedication here. All right, Rachel, truth or dare?
So I already decided I was going to do truth before they both did dare, but now I feel like I have to go with the flow.
Are you sure about that?
No, I'm going to pick truth. I don't give into peer pressure.
Yeah, no, I'm happy for you because you wouldn't have liked the dare. So.
Oh, there we go. That's good.
What's the most recent text message you regret sending?
Oh, I know. So I had plans with someone and I thought it was a plan. I really thought it was, but it was, I guess they didn't. And they were like, oh, I have things to do. And so I put a wall up and I said, oh, don't worry. I don't want to keep you from whatever you're doing. Like, it's fine. And I just like didn't say that it mattered to me. And I let it go. And then I beat myself up for it for like an hour after that. And I was like, why can't I just tell people?
Honestly, I feel like that's so normal, though. It's harder to be honest and be like, hey, actually, that kind of hurts versus just saying, oh, yeah, no problem. You know, it's just easier to do it. But I understand the punching yourself afterwards. Like, I should have just said it.
Right. Exactly. And then you can't like go back because then all of a sudden it's confusing and you're like, no, actually, come. So it's just, yeah, I just had to let it go.
You just have to let it go at that point. But going forward, we can try harder, I guess.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, well, that was super fun. Loved getting to hear some of your embarrassing things and those lovely sound effects from the sports games. but let's move on to the one-on-one dates.
Yay.
All right, Ryan's in the waiting room, and it's time for Wilson and Rachel's one-on-one date. Rachel, this is your chance to see if your values align with Wilson's. You came prepared with some questions that are important to you for your ideal partner. So go ahead and ask Wilson your questions.
Okay, where do you go or what do you do to feel centered and grounded?
Centered and grounded, I go by the water and gather my thoughts whenever I'm having like a tough week or I need to reflect on something, and after reflecting, I just write my journal. Like I have a weekly journal where I write, and I write down my goals to see what I can achieve and just stay focused consistently. Like I have some short-term goals where I always focus on, and that's how I try to get better each and every day in every aspect of my life.
And then if you had to give your younger self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Don't be average. Just don't be average. Like don't go with all the popular opinions or follow what everyone does. Like because you live your own life, you want to take control of your destiny. Like who cares about what your friend thinks about what certain things? There's a lot of drama in big groups. So
yeah, I love that. Being different, I think for me is, it's like you want to be different and your life is just going to be different than other people. And yeah, like what you said, who cares about what your friends think because it's not their life.
Okay, Wilson, you're going to go into the waiting room and we're going to bring Ryan in for his one-on-one date with Rachel.
Okay.
All right, Ryan, Rachel has some very important questions to see if you guys are compatible.
Woo.
Rachel, take it away.
So starting off vulnerable and raw, because that's, you know, me. But what is the biggest thing that you struggle with in relationships?
Whew. It's all pretty random because I've dated a lot of different kinds of people. I would say I struggle with a bit of an ideal. I think I've always romanticized the idea of finding my partner, and dating in New York is often very fast.
I think I struggle with the same thing, but like being an idealist, because I'm an idealist as well.
Awesome.
Do you think that like you put pressure on it so that like right away you're like checking off boxes to see if they fit your ideal partner, or?
I mean, that's a bit of the struggle, isn't it? Because in the effort to kind of reach this relationship, right? Let's say whoever my person is, whatever form that takes, I've done the checklist thing and I've dated people who, you know, it sounded incredible on paper and I just wasn't in love and I didn't quite know why. So what I think I've learned is that love is something that sort of happens to you, but a relationship is a bit of a different animal in terms of the work that goes into it. And compatibility and growing together and vulnerability.
I think honesty is huge because at the end of the day, like if you're looking for a relationship with someone, why be fake? And I think I spent a lot of my time pretending to be perfect because I felt like that's what I needed to do. And I'm kicking perfectionism to the curb. So I'm not perfect. You know, no one's perfect.
Preach. Woo, good for you.
Thanks. Okay. So you talked about love and like love happens to you, but within a relationship, you know, have to love the other person and you also receive love. The five love languages of like acts of service, quality time, giving gifts, physical touch, and words of affirmation. Which one would you say is your love language, like your natural way of showing love?
Touch and time. Wait, can we pick two? Amazing. Did I go crazy?
Yes, those are mine. So that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Holding hands, things like that are really nice. God, when my hair was longer, braiding each other's hair was really cool. How much am I telling on myself right now?
Okay, and with that, the one-on-one dates are over. Ryan, I'm going to put you back into the waiting room while I chat with Rachel for a bit.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Rachel, how are you feeling after asking your questions?
I'm feeling really good. I feel like I have this really funny feeling that I've met Ryan before.
Really?
I just feel like I have, but it didn't go well. So I'm nervous.
Wait, I need to know more. Okay. Why do you think you know him and why did it not go well?
Okay, so I went, you know, I'm on the apps and I like dating older guys. I just have this feeling that we went on a first date before and I like pretty much immediately decided that I didn't have any kind of chemistry with him and that like our conversation was fine and we had a good day, but it like didn't work out. And I can't remember if his name was Ryan or not. I was going to go back and like look in the apps, but I don't think he would have been there. And so I just have this like weird gut feeling of like, oh gosh, is this him? Because this conversation is going really well. And I'm like gravitating towards him from the beginning.
Right.
So I'm like a little bit nervous, but then like Wilson is talking about the water and like water's huge. And I really enjoy how he like looks on the bright side and talks about his struggles. So it's really like, it's hard. Two great guys.
Two great guys indeed.
Yeah. I mean, I really enjoyed my conversation with Wilson. I love that he like likes to be by the water and that he's super into fitness. Like that's a huge thing of being a dancer, but I don't love the fact that he likes watching MMA. So it's like difficult, but I'm like really enjoying the conversation with both guys. I really resonate with a lot of what they're saying.
Well, coming up, we'll find out Rachel's choice. Will it be Wilson or will it be Ryan?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. When we left off, Rachel just had her one-on-one dates with Wilson and Ryan. We've got everyone back in the room now, and it's time to get down to it. Rachel, which of these two matches are you going to choose?
Okay, so I just want to start off by saying thank you for taking the time. I really enjoyed talking to both of you. You guys really have like a lot of the qualities that I'm looking for, and I don't think anyone's like a bad choice. But with that, I would like to pick Ryan.
Woo!
Wilson, we had so much fun with you today. Do you mind turning your camera on really quickly so we could say goodbye? There he is.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
It was so nice to talk to you.
So nice to talk to you too. I hope everything works well with you two and go from here. So good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, man.
Thanks so much for being here, Wilson. It was so great meeting you and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Rachel. I know that was hard to send him away, but it's just us in here now. Paint us a little picture for everyone listening at home. What did Wilson look like?
I really like the way Wilson looked. He is a super attractive Asian man. He looks very slender and like I could only see just the top part of his body, but just like really kind eyes is what I noticed.
Absolutely. He looks like he'd be a dancer. Like you could see the vibe. I don't know. Maybe that was just
yeah,
me.
Like it's gonna like kind and it's just like the break. Like when he said breakdancing, it's just gonna like bust out of nowhere. Like he's the one that steals the party, you know?
Yeah. Well, be honest with us. Were you physically attracted to him? Like if you were to see him at a bar, would you approach?
I don't really approach at bars, but I definitely think he is physically attractive. Like just based on looks, I would absolutely give it a shot.
Well, are you excited to see how Ryan looks and to find out if this is really the man that you have been on a date with?
Oh my gosh. I'm a little stressed, but yeah, I'm excited. It's like...
I'm a little stressed too, because if you've seen him and it didn't go well, this is going to take a really strange turn.
I know. But the thing is that I'm wondering is if it is him, is he going to recognize me? Because what if he doesn't, guys? What if he doesn't?
Well, that would also be very interesting.
Right.
Well, let's just bring him back. Let's get to it, because now I need to see how this plays out. Mm-hmm. Let's bring him in. The time is finally here, guys. You're both going to turn your cameras on so you can see each other for the first time.
Oof.
Here we go. On one, three, two, one.
Hi. Nice
Hi.
To see you for the first time.
Yeah, lovely to see you. Oh my God, you're beautiful.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, thank you. I love the facial hair.
Oh, really? Okay, I can keep growing it. It just happens on its own.
Well, I mean, maybe not like so long.
That's too much.
I like it how it is now.
Okay, all right.
All right, well, I still have some questions for you both. So we're going to chat separately a little bit more, which means Ryan, you're going back into the waiting room. So sorry.
All right.
Okay, Rachel.
Different person.
Oh, this
Different
is what I need
person.
To know. Round of applause, snaps, we're happy. Things are going well.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so relieved, actually.
I am too. I was very stressed.
Yeah, because you guys have like a good thing happening. So if this was not the right guy, I would have felt sad.
Yeah, me too.
Well, honest thoughts, now that you've actually seen this man, what do we think?
Oh, I think he's cute. I really do love facial hair. I mean, as he said, he was like, I liked eating bagels, you know, which is great. Like, I think he has more of a dad vibe than...
You know what? Yes.
But I like that. Like, I think he seems super goofy and like he is very attractive. And yeah, I'm happy.
So would you be physically attracted to him?
I think so. But I'm going to say as a dancer, you know, bodies are really important to me.
Fair.
And not like... Oh, you have to have a washboard, like six pack abs, you know, but like
yeah.
How tall he is kind of matters to me a little bit. But I would love to like, you know, see him in person and like.
Yeah. Vibe it from there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we're going to chat with Ryan a little bit, too. So we're going to put you into the waiting room and we will talk to you in a bit.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Ryan, since you've finally seen Rachel, tell us what she looks like physically.
Brunette, very put together, beautiful eyes. Like, what's a better description? I'm floundering.
Are you feeling some vibes? You can be honest with us.
Not really so far.
Oh.
I'm like enjoying talking to her, but I don't feel like a super connection. Like we're laughing a little, which is nice, but I'd be interested in exploring more.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, it hasn't been very long, so that's very fair that you would want to chat a little bit more.
It's been a small conversation. I would
yes.
be definitely open to a gluten-free bagel.
Good, she'll have to take you to her spot.
Right. Ooh. That's marriage then. That's when we're committed.
That's when it's getting serious for sure.
Yeah. That's the real deal.
Well, we're going to bring Rachel back really quickly because there is one final thing that we have to take care of.
Okay.
All right, we've got everyone back in the room. So this is going to get weird, but we still have one more decision to make.
Let's do it.
And Ryan, this one's on you.
Ooh.
I'm just going to tell it like it is. You can either choose to go on a social distance date with Rachel, or you can choose to be on a future episode of Blind Dating where we'll set you up with two new matches.
What?
What do you think?
Oh, man. I'll take the date.
Yay! Cool. Amazing. Well, I love when it works out in the end. Are you guys excited? You have to go to the bagel spot. You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually kind of in between, I think, because if you live in Midtown, I live in the Heights, so it's kind of in between because it's like on 86th.
Oh, I live in Brooklyn.
You live in Brooklyn. It was Wilson who lived in Midtown. Sorry.
Is that a deal breaker for you?
In Brooklyn. That's Ooh, very far.
Crown Heights. Because we can always do the other episode. Doesn't work out.
Oh my gosh, no.
It's really okay.
Well, wait, but if it's on Ryan, he gets to go on an episode?
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to take that away from you because if you're like an hour away from me, unfortunately, I don't want to go an hour to see someone. And that's just like me being real. And I don't want to take the opportunity away from you to be able to find someone too, you know?
That's really cool. Yeah. Thank you for being honest. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, Ryan, are you coming back for another episode?
I guess we're back. Yeah, let's do it.
Well, this is definitely a first. I've never seen it go this way, but I guess that was really nice, open, honest communication, and that's a win. So I'm sorry to both of you this didn't work out, but Ryan, we are so excited to have you back for another episode.
Sure.
And thanks, guys, for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for listening to Blind Dating. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Blind Dating, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Tara Michelle. Tune in next week for a new romance or a total rejection. Want to try your luck at finding your perfect match? Or do you have a single friend looking for love? Just go to parcast.com/blinddating to submit yourself or nominate someone to be on Blind Dating. You can also email blind-dating-casting@spotify.com and tell us a little bit about yourself. Can't wait to hear from you and good luck. Blind Dating is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen, sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Juan Borda. It's produced by John Cohen, Kristen Acevedo, and Tristan McNeil. It's associate produced by Alex Trickfadatier. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. And I'm your host, Tara Michelle.